As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, Wide Open Eyeballs Monday, June the 22nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, theoraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, I guess. Lots of news, nevertheless. Hard facts, that for sure. And workable solutions? Well, maybe. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely here at the right place at the right time to become vocal local as I get my brain and my tongue working in synchronization here. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, as always, you may pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And that's not changing anytime soon that I'm aware of. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email. Hopefully this email will be continuing to work as we revamp the website. host@vocallocal.org. That's the email, host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio Owensville, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local. And our little website is www.vocallocal.org. Of course, you're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network over oraclebroadcasting.com. That listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold falls this morning in London and again in New York, trading below now the $920 range. We'll go into that and a lot of financial news as well. Clean Water Restoration Act. We'll go back and visit Agenda 21, Chapter 18. Look at that a little bit deeper. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more on the plate here today. Let's go into the market reports for Monday, June the 22nd, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, gold fell in London. It fell again in New York right after the opening bell. Gold was trading at $919.10, off $14.60. That's 919.10. We haven't seen it in the 920 range for some time. Silver lost 44 cents, trading at $13.75. It's going to be nothing but red ink here all day. Platinum was off $27, a big whack for platinum. $1,178 is where you're trading at right now. The palladium market lost $11. That's even more percentage-wise to the platinum market, now trading at $234. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, a grim picture and a grim picture indeed. 917.70 for a low, 935.10 for a high. So year to year, the 919.10, which is where it was trading at 9 o'clock, is $17.20 return on your investment, 1.9%. So things are looking pretty grim as gold continues to move down. The London price fix this morning, the AM price fix, the boys over in London set it at 924, and we can see that it's trading below that. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it closed up. Well, we'll have to pick up the equities on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at SecretRightMovie.com. That's www.SecretRightMovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into these crafts today. We've taken all our politics to the Lord.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday morning, June the 22nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news of sorts, hard facts, and workable solutions for you in the opening segment of this morning's broadcast. We were talking about the active trading in New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we see that gold is down, down and down strongly. All of the precious metals are down today. The equities all closed. Well, they didn't all close, but they closed lower on Friday. And the foreign exchange rates today are all in the toilet. Let's talk about that a little bit further. Continuing again, gold was off $14.60, trading at $919.10. That's quite low. And silver was off 44 cents, trading at $13.75. In the equities, on Friday, June the 19th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off and closed 16 points lower at 8,540. The NASDAQ was up 19 points at 1,827. The S&P was up 3 points at 921. We're going to go into that a little bit in greater detail in a moment. The S&P was up 3 points at 921, of course. Crude oil was off $1.45, trading at $68.10, and it's lower than that already now. I've just kind of been tracking it out of the corner of my eye. The U.S. dollar index traded up higher, stronger, at up 41 basis points, trading above 80 at 80.76. It's maybe it'll go back across the 81, I don't know. We'll have to see. But that U.S. dollar index, that basket of currencies, let's go into our little basket of currencies and take a peek at the foreign exchange rates that we cover on a regular basis here. It's a bloodbath. Everything's down. The Canadian dollar was off 1.30%. Trading now, you can buy Canadian dollars at 87 cents apiece. The Mexican peso was off 0.7 of a percent, or 0.74%, and it's very firmly at the 7-cent mark now, losing a penny off of what it has been traditionally in the last few months. The euro lost 0.7 of a percent, down 0.70% at $1.38 U.S. The British pound lost a little bit as well, but it's still the strong suit out there. It lost 0.58%, and you can pick up British pounds for $1.64. Actually, I think there's a 5-pound note as the minimum, but $1.64 U.S. Swiss francs lost 0.64%, trading at 92 cents. So all of the foreign exchange rates are down as the U.S. dollar moves up a bit, and we'll see how that trend plays out for the rest of the day. In the bond market, the yield on the 2-year bond was 1.16%. The 10-year bonds were yielding 3.71%. The 30-year bonds are yielding 4.46%. In the mortgage market, the 15-year up a little bit still yet, higher at 4.96%. The 30-year is up also at 5.47%. So that's your market report for Monday, June the 22nd, 2009. We're going to go into some financial news, and then I've got a lot of other news. I got a whole stack here. We'll go news and be newsy for as long as we like, and then we'll go on into our study of Agenda 21 and clean water restoration and that sort of thing. But this off the Bloomberg, European stocks, U.S. futures decline, Asian shares advance. Sarah Jones article writing June 22nd. She says the European stocks fell for the first time in 3 days. As the World Bank said, the global recession will be deeper this year than it predicted in March. They must have found their crystal ball or got it shined up. Asian shares gained while the U.S. index futures dropped. You know, when we talk about the U.S. index futures and those sorts of things, we're talking about the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and all that. Let's not forget that as garbage, or as stocks turn into garbage, they get delisted and they get replaced with other things. And so these stock markets have the way of being able to put on fresh lipstick from time to time and color up those cheeks with rouge, if you might. So they're not really, and in my opinion, really strong indicators of basically anything other than general sentiment. But let's go into this article a little further and see what else she has to say. European stocks continuing. Royal Dutch Shell PLC and State Oil Hydro, or Statoil Hydro ASA, declined at least 3% as oil traded below $69 a barrel on speculation weak demand will increase U.S. gasoline stockpiles. So the speculation is that weak demand will increase the U.S. gasoline stockpiles. How do you get weak demand in the United States? Well, no one has any money in their pocket to jump into the Hupmobile and go tootling around America. Anglo-American PLC rallied more than 5% after Extra PLC proposed a merger of equals with the mining company. Just a little bit more from this, a little taste of what's happening in Europe. The statement, that quote, has probably led to some early weakness in the market, but leading indicators are showing the numbers are getting less bad every month, said Kevin Lilly, or Lilly. This idea that the numbers are getting less bad, you know, the market moves on less bad news. And we see that kind of commentator more and more often. But this is from the, let's see who said this. This is the World Bank said this, that the global economy will contract 2.9% in 2009 compared with a previously forecast of a 1.7% decline. So I guess that's supposed to be less bad news. It looks to me like it's more bad news, but I guess you could kind of, with the new math, you could fudge that around a little bit. But they said that the global economy will contract 2.9%. Compared with their previous forecast of 1.7, I'd say they were 1.2 off, and they're off in the wrong direction. Let's drop down a little bit further. The World Bank said economic growth is expected to return next year with a 2% expansion, lower than the 2.3% previously forecasted. So what we're talking about there, again, is economic growth on a global basis from the World Bank. They have, they're looking at 2.2%, which they had previously forecast 2.3%. So this is more of that less bad news. Well, yeah, I don't think so. That's the opposite. Noriel Rubini, I don't know if anybody has been listening carefully to these broadcasts and others out there, but this Noriel Rubini, he is the New York University economics professor who predicted the financial crisis. He said at a Paris conference today that the crisis is not over, close quote, and that there was a risk of double-dip recession. Risk of a double-dip recession. Lots of other people out there expounding and putting up their ideas, too. European Central Bank Governing Council member Edward Nwatani, these names just drive me nuts, said the bank is likely to keep interest rates steady for at least the rest of the year. The ECB won't substantially alter its assessment of the economic outlook and, quote, therefore, I don't see a likelihood for rate changes. Nowotny, who heads Austria's central bank, said in an interview in Vienna on June the 19th. Keeping that interest rate pretty steady there, folks. We'll pick it up on the other side with more interesting new news.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
clients, we have returned once again right here, Become Vocal Local. Oh my, this is Monday morning already. I just barely got any sleep over the weekend, and we started out the weekend. Maybe some of you listened in on Friday, kind of an impromptu fill-in for Rob Schroeder on his broadcast on Friday with Doug Owen, which wound up in a rather lengthy conference call after the broadcast. And then, of course, those of you that were listening, yours truly was part of the great cast, the great lineup that made part of Oracle Unleashed on Saturday night. We were up until 3 o'clock in the morning on that one, so I guess I got up on Sunday and had to be the lawn boy, get out there and mow my lawn. I hate that job deeply, passionately, just loathe, despise, and detest taking the time out of my life to mow the lawn. I mean, after all, next week I'll have to do it again. Didn't gain anything, did I? But then I came in to work on the computer. I thought, well, I better download a bunch of files to get everything cleaned up and ready for the week. Well, the CD burner and the DVD burner on my computer went on the fritz, so I was tempted to get the 5-pound hammer, but thought against that. So I'll have to figure out some other way of extracting all of those files and cleaning things up, but boy, what a frustration. I tell you what, let's continue along a little bit further with this news. This is another one off Bloomberg as well. Maybe some of you are familiar with the name Macquarie. It rang a bell to me. Macquarie is, I believe, one of the buyers of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, or was it the Chicago Skyway? Macquarie, sound rings a bell, Texas Turnpike, that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah, I think so. But here's an article off Bloomberg. Ian Sason writes, Philippine investors should buy shares in utilities and phone companies to ride out a market consolidation in the next 3 months. Macquarie Group Limited's Manila-based strategist Alex Pimento said. That's not like the pimentos that you get in the jar. This fellow's name is Alex Pimento. I'll imagine he was the butt of a lot of ridicule when he was growing up, and if not, he should have been. But investors should buy shares in utilities and phone companies. Why isn't that what we've been talking about when we look at Agenda 21 and the environmental and developmental concerns that are out there locking up the water as blue gold? Of course, the phone companies, that comes into that as well. It's just another one of those things people are reluctant to do without. Utility bills, they come every month. People just seem to bend their head over the checkbook and pay them. Reluctantly, I do the same. They're like part of our fixed expenses. They're a cost of living, the extra tax on our lives, if you will. Continuing from this article here, it says Philippine Long Distance Company, Energy Development Corporation, and the Manila Water Company are among the picks, Pimento said, advising investors to sell banks and property companies. He estimates the Philippine Stock Exchange Index will range between 2,200 and 2,500 in the third quarter. Of course, that doesn't mean anything to us because we don't follow the Philippine Stock Exchange Index, but it would mean something to someone in the Philippines, no doubt. But here's another interesting little tidbit from Mr. Pimento. He says, quote, "It's time to go defensive. In a period of market consolidation, these are the stocks that are less volatile because they have earnings certainty and consistent revenue streams as opposed to banks and property companies, which can show big swings." So in a downturned economy, all of the various and sundry utilities, all of the various natural resources are being eyeballed by the big money people. Here's a couple of things from his sell list. He says, Ayala Land Inc., the largest builder in the Bank of Philippines Islands, the biggest lender by market value, top Pimento's list of stocks that investors must sell. I won't go any further. He's going to go on and tell you why you shouldn't get involved with them. Another one, investors should also sell the Jollibee Food Company, the nation's number one fast food company, and San Miguel Brewery, Inc., the biggest Philippine brewer, as higher oil prices may dent consumer spending. That's right. The more it costs to fill up your gas tank, the less money you have for Burger King and Hams, the beer refreshing, that animal beer. remains on the shelf as you have to make a trade between going to work to get more money or getting drunk. The market looks overvalued unless companies report a surprise in earnings in the coming quarters, Pimento said. The central bank will also likely be less aggressive in cutting interest rates as inflation begins to climb from higher oil prices. Now, we've seen a drop in crude oil, dropping back $1.45 today. I've read articles here on air and on the web indicating that by summer's end, we might be looking at $90 a barrel oil again. Perhaps there's a lot of pressure on the cartels to rein in that as it bleeds the balance of our checkbooks on a monthly basis. The central bank may, in May, cut borrowing costs for a fifth time since mid-December, its longest easing cycle since at least 2002, as it tries to avert a recession. Separately, global crude prices have jumped 55% this year, poisoning an additional burden to consumers and companies already hurt from the global economic slump. I guess that's not as cheerful as some of the pundits out there are painting pictures about the economy. This one also off Bloomberg. Bloomberg is rather rich for me this morning. Could have gone elsewhere, but quite frankly, I was very groggy as I stumbled out of bed at 5 o'clock, and the coffee and the cigarette looked a whole lot more appetizing than the computer screen. But let's continue. Richard Weiss writes this. Siemens predicts 15 billion euros in stimulus orders. Now, as we go into this, understand, and again, remember when we talk about this environmental and developmental concerns, this is sustainable development. This is Agenda 21. It's the agenda for the 21st century. This is the place where people are going to be making money, honey, on green energy. And Siemens stands in line here. They got their nose in the trough. Siemens AG, Europe's largest engineering company, said it expects to win orders of about 15 billion euro or 21 billion U.S. from economic stimulus programs as it aims to overcome the drop in private investment. Wouldn't it be nice to be in the gravy train, in the line of all those billions and billions and billions and trillions thrown into economic stimulus? Siemens is going to profit from this. Siemens said it will gain those contracts in the next three fiscal years with about 40% or 6 billion euros involving environmentally friendly technology and infrastructure, the company said in a statement today. Environmentally friendly technology and infrastructure. Governments worldwide have announced about 2 trillion in economic stimulus programs in Munich-based Siemens. Said about 150 billion euros involves markets in which it competes, such as power lines and high-speed trains. Well, I was up on the web this morning. I always try to keep track of the London, New York, Dubai gold triangle. News out of Dubai, Abu Dhabi, that they're coming up with their, they're about to release, I think it's in place, and they're going to start selling seats on their high-speed trains so that you can zip along the coastline there on the Golden Crescent over there in the United Arab Emirates. For those of you that are geographically challenged, look on the map. It's in the Gulf of Persian Gulf. It's right next to the Strait of Hormuz. Very important location. I like to keep an eye on Abu Dhabi and the UAE. But anyway, Siemens, back to the story here, said it will gain those contracts again in the next 3 years. Governments worldwide have announced about 2 trillion in economic stimulus programs. And Munich-based Siemens said about 150 billion euros involves markets in which it competes, such as power lines and high-speed trains. We'll pick it up on the other side to it.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here, and remember the international call-in number is 866-841-1065. From around America and around the world, your calls are welcome. Talking about Siemens here, we're talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about the green movement. Amazing stuff that's going down. I don't know how many of you have ever studied up on the credit mobiliere of Europe and the credit mobiliere of America. Going back to the 1800s and then on into the 1900s, and now we're in the year 2000. And we keep seeing this kind of a repeating phenomena where out of your pockets and mine, we're asked to pay for various expansions. Of course, the world would be vastly different had it not been for the development of the coach lines and the canals and the trains and the telegraphs and the underwater telegraphs and the Reuters communication systems and all of that, and then the radio and so on and so forth, to be sure. But if you haven't studied the credit mobiliers, I would suggest you take a look at it. There's so much graft and corruption and pocket lining and hog trough feeding, etc., that's connected with that. I don't know if you've ever seen a map that shows all of the lands that were given way to the railroad developing companies as they expanded the network of railroads across America. But for every mile of railroad, or road as they called it in those days, for every mile of road that they actually built, they were not only given cash bonuses and cash payments, but they were given whole townships and sections of land. Huge checkerboarding of America. And, curiously enough, where those railroads had their hubs, entire cities grew up, and guess who owned the land underneath them? The railroads and their financial backers, and I think they still own a lot of those cities today. Anyway, back to our article here, we find the same sort of phenomena coming on us and at us. Like I said, back in the early 1800s, late 1700s, early 1800s, as we got underway with the Commercial Revolution, the Industrial Revolution, we find ourselves coming into the 20th century in the 1900s, going through the banking revolution and the law, the explosion of law, the lawyers, and lex mercatoria, the law merchant, the Uniform Commercial Code, the Interstate Commerce Commission, and all of the rest of them, all of the alphabet soup agencies that came tagging along after that, the transformation as we developed our American Bankers Association, and then the American Bar Association, and then the International Law Commission, and then all of the various and sundry legislative bill drafting agencies scattered all across America as we move from the rule of law into the reign of law and the reign of banking and bankers and banksters. Now, as we move into the 21st century, we're going to see this whole new group come into power, if you will. Of course, we'll still have the military-industrial complex functioning, but we're also going to have all of these various and sundry pilfering pharmaceuticals and hospital groups, etc., just raking it in, let's just say it that way, raking it in the 21st century. But let's continue. These programs, again, they're talking about the green building stuff, these programs that will help to stabilize the business, we're talking about Siemens out of Europe, Germany, these are the programs that will help to stabilize the business, Chief Executive Officer Peter Loescher said on a conference call, quote, "We can't yet forecast to what extent it will offset a drop in private sector investment." In other words, this public-private partnership here where the private development community, the Siemens Corporation, Siemens AG, are looking at making the majority or at least the bulk of their proceeds from these stimulus checks, economic stimulus programs globally. You can understand why out of the G20 they decided to unify this and make it a world front. Continuing here, falling orders, Siemens order intake in the first quarter of this fiscal year declined by 9%, followed by an 11% decline in January through March. Its order backlog stood at 87 billion euro at the end of the fiscal first half. Quote, "It is a positive for Siemens to get these orders as these are safe orders that turn into safe revenues with a low risk of getting canceled." You betcha, said Jana Arndt, a credit analyst at UniCredit in Munich, in an interview. Why are these safe revenues? Why are these safe orders? Well, typically, when government pledges to buy something, they generally come through on their pledge. It doesn't have to be profitable. The price can be exorbitant. The product doesn't actually have to work. It just has to look like it does something, as so much of this green stuff will look like it's doing something. Let's continue with the article. Rather interesting conclusion here. But let's get a better understanding. Loescher said that Siemens is already benefiting from programs such as high-speed trains in China and refitting government buildings in the U.S. to save energy. Now, wasn't that part of the Barry the Usurper mantra as he was coming into power? We're going to go around and change all of the light bulbs in the government buildings, and that's going to be some kind of an economic stimulus process. This is going to get people back to work. My, oh, my. He says, our green portfolio will be a key growth driver. Our green portfolio. And this is not just hypothetical, folks. Siemens is huge. They've been around for a long time, all the way back to De Fuhrer and before that. IG Farben and the others. Siemens is huge. But Loescher again said, Siemens is already benefiting from programs such as high-speed trains in China and refitting government buildings in the U.S. to save energy. The U.S. offers the largest potential for Siemens with 85 billion euros in stimulus spending in relevant markets, followed by China with 25 billion euros and Germany with 5 billion euros, Siemens said. Again, our green portfolio will be a key growth driver, Loescher said in a Bloomberg television interview, quote, we have the broadest and deepest green portfolio in the world. We have the broadest and deepest green portfolio in the world. You want to know why I turn my nose up on these greeny weenies? But here we go. This is some of the stuff they're going to get involved with. Wind energy. Renewable energy was the only one of Siemens' five energy businesses where order intake rose in the fiscal first half. It also had the highest profit margin at 13.6% and the fastest sales growth. Wind power, with about 5,500 employees, accounted for approximately 90% of the renewable energy division's 2.1 billion euros in sales. We have a local community college here in southwest Missouri, up at Crowder College. It's that old Crowder, you know, Fort Crowder, the old, probably going to be a concentration camp for FEMA. I don't know. Staging area, definitely. But they have a college there, a little college campus, community college campus, and they've, over the past year, and it took them all of that, they now have a wind turbine up on the grounds of the campus. It took them a long time to build this one, but it's up, and it was turning the last time I went up to Neosho. I don't know how much energy it's producing, but I'm sure it's producing something. But again, renewable energy was the only one of Siemens' five energy businesses where order intake rose in the fiscal first half. Wind power, with about 5,500 employees, that's a couple, accounted for approximately 90% of the renewable energy division's 2.1 billion euros in sales. Siemens is the world's leading provider of offshore wind turbines, offshore, and sixth in the overall wind turbine market. Loescher said he expects the offshore wind markets to grow by 20% per year. Siemens, on June the 16th, said it's holding talks with Munich Re and utilities, including RWE. RWE Thames, didn't we find out about them when we were looking at water? Yes, we did. These environmental and developmental concerns, AG and E.ON.G. and so on and so forth. Oh, my. Lots more. I can't even figure out what this is. RWE AG and E.ON.A.G. as well as Deutsche Bank AG on developing solar plants in the Sahara Desert. And we'll pick it up on the other side. Got me by the break. Be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we return once again here on Become Vocal Local. You know, these kind of articles are the way that I start my day. It's amazing. I just sit there and look at this stuff and just shake my head. You know, we got 85 billion euros getting thrown in Siemens' direction here by the United States. The U.S., again, offers the largest potential for Siemens with 85 billion euros in stimulus spending in relevant markets. And here now we find that Siemens on June the 16th is holding its talks with Munich RE and a bunch of other folk, too difficult to say to be worthwhile on the air, on developing solar plants in the Sahara Desert to supply 15% of Europe's power needs by mid-century. Solar plants in the Sahara Desert to supply Europe with 15% of their power needs by the mid-century. I guess that kind of rules out the women and the children and the indigenous peoples of the sub-Saharan continent, eh? Nothing going for the dark continent there, all headed out to England. Europe's power needs by mid-century. Notice they're not too concerned about 2012 either, by the way. They're looking well beyond 2020. They're looking at the middle of the century, 2050, and building accordingly. So I would imagine that the scientific community is not too concerned about the Mayan calendar. Siemens will discuss a feasibility study with its partners on July the 13th, Locher said today. Siemens expects the solar energy market to grow by 24% per year, he added. Siemens in fiscal 2008 generated approximately 19 billion euro, or almost one quarter of total revenue from products in its so-called environmental portfolio, including wind turbines, steam turbines for solar thermal power plants, water purification, and technologies such as air pollution control. Locher repeated his goal for that revenue to grow to 25 billion euros in fiscal 2011. So we're going to go into debt and lay this billions and billions of debt stimulus spending on the backs of our children, we're not going to develop any companies here in the United States to respond to these needs or to employ 5,500 people working towards these renewable energy projects. No, instead, we'll just send it over to Germany and underwrite their economy. Why? It's so bizarre to me. Here's a little one. Stocks, copper retreat on the World Bank forecast, dollar yen rise, Bloomberg, Daniel Hochreit. Stocks and commodities fell while the yen, the dollar, and treasuries rose. After the World Bank said the global economy will shrink by 2.9% this year, a deeper recession than it predicted in March. Now, you have to read these articles very carefully. Some talk about deflation, some talk about recession, some talk about pullbacks, and some talk about market corrections. But the World Bank said that the global economy will shrink 2.9% or 3% this year, a deeper recession than it predicted in March. Then it goes on, talks about the various European stocks. We'll just pass on that. A flight of capital from developing nations will increase the numbers of the poor and the unemployed. We need to get that again. A flight of capital from developing nations. Isn't that the whole idea of Agenda 21? Isn't this whole idea of this redistribution of wealth scheme where all of the developed countries, all of the Northern Hemisphere countries, largely, are subsidizing and underwriting the women and the youth and the indigenous people of the Southern Hemisphere. But what we see happening here, at least, if this article is true, that there's a flight of capital from the developing nations, and it will increase the number of the poor and the unemployed. So there's a certain amount of retrenchment here. The Washington-based World Bank said in a report today the projection for a deeper slump than the 1.7% contraction forecast in March follows a three-month, 44% rally that drove the price-earnings ratio on the MSCI World Index to the highest level in 4 years. Here we go, some more. The green shoots story. Notice our author says story. The green shoots story is largely priced in. Lena Kamaleva, or Leva, an economist in London at Tutelé Fribon PLC, wrote in a note today. I don't know who she wrote the note to. Perhaps it was to the janitor. He found it in the garbage and broke the news. Quote, judging by the general commentary in recent days, focus has started to shift from the overall positive direction of the economic surveys, close quote, she said. That's, quote, consistent with weak demand, pressured producer profit margins, high unemployment, and weaker labor wages, close quote, Kamaleva wrote. Kamaleva. All 19 industry groups in Europe's stock 600 fell, with a gauge of basic resource producers slipping 1.1% even after something. PL3 merged, blah, blah, blah. We don't even know who these people are. Pass on that. Drop down a bit. Pass over all the stocks and commodities and so on. Copper and aluminum dropped in London on the World Bank forecast and speculation that China, the biggest user, may buy less of these metals. Copper fell 4%, aluminum retreated 4.1%, crude oil fell for a second day, dropping blah, blah, blah. World Bank says this. The World Bank said that while a global recovery may begin this year, impoverished economies will lag behind rich nations. You know, we're always looking at this redistribution of wealth scheme. We pay so much, we've been asked to give away so much. But when push comes to shove, there's always a certain amount of retrenching in the Northern Hemisphere. The Washington-based bank is more pessimistic than its sister organization, the International Monetary Fund, which is forecasting a global contraction of only 1.3% this year and a growth of 2.4% in 2010. You see, the World Bank said the global growth will be 2%. The IMF says it'll be 1.3%. The World Bank said it'll be global growth will be 2% next year, down from a 2.3% prediction in March. When you're only talking about 2 points, that other 0.3 is significant, but they're considerably higher than the forecasts of the IMF. And yes, they are sisters organizations. They're basically Siamese twins. You think one would talk to the other and they could at least get their projections right. The IMF, which is forecasting a global contraction of only 1.3% and growth of 2.4% in 2010, said June the 19th that it plans to revise its estimates modestly upwards. I guess they're going to come on board with one another after all. German business confidence rose for a third month in June. Data from the IFO Institute in Munich showed today, providing further evidence that the recession in Europe's largest economy is easing. Get a couple of talking heads involved in all this. Billionaire hedge fund manager George Soros told Polish television station on June the 20th that the worst of the global financial crisis is behind us. Once again here, Noriel Rubini, the New York Economy University economics professor who predicted the meltdown, said in a conference in Paris today, the crisis is not over, and there's a risk of a double dip recession. Here's another quote. We're not convinced that the risk appetite phase is coming to an end, close quote. Derek Halpenny, a currency strategist at the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi, said in London, he wrote in an email report today, quote, there is certainly a degree of caution that did not exist a few weeks ago, but further positive economic data seems very likely. It would be hard to pass a test at school on seem and likely and may and woulda and shoulda and coulda and oughta. But that seems to be where most of these economists are standing. The closest they get to a decision is perhaps or maybe or green shoots. From the Treasury, see, we're almost out of time here, 36 seconds to go. We'll have to probably pick up the bottom of this in the next hour. In fact, let's just do that. So many of these articles, and we have a very interesting article here that was sent to me by one of our listeners, and we'll pick that up right after this break. Stay with us as we begin hour number two, and for those not joining us, thank you and have a great day. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 22nd, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. This is our second hour, just starting winding up here. We come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Robertson. In the first hour, we went into the market news out of New York, and we find that all the metals are down. Stocks are partly down, partly up. Crude oil was down. The U.S. dollar is up. Foreign exchange rates are down. The bonds and the mortgages are all kind of rising along. Depends on how, I guess, how closely you care to follow all of this stuff. But to me, it looks like no one knows what the future holds at this time. I don't even think that the globalists understand fully what it is that they have wrought, you know, what kind of a government they're dropping on us. But anyway, back to our article here. We're reading out of a Bloomberg article. You can find it on the web this morning. Stocks, copper retreat on World Bank forecast. The dollar and the yen rise. And we see that dollar rising, the USDX, trading up 41 basis points at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading at 80.76, causing a bit of havoc in the marketplace. Of course, if you have the printing press and access to unlimited amounts of debt, you can make the USDX dance like a puppet on the string. Back here, let's talk about the Treasuries and the Fed for a moment. Close out this article. Treasuries advanced for a second day as the World Bank forecast made it more likely that the Fed will keep interest rates near zero for longer. We heard about that over the weekend. Japan thinking about going into a cashless system, getting rid of currencies and coin altogether, and just going to chips and cards, etc. But they're thinking about a negative interest rate. Negative interest rate, in other words, they'll pay you to borrow money. Please, please, take some of this trash. Take it off our hands. We'll even pay you to take it. Here's 3%, 4%. Please, take this burden off of our back. Do something. Spend money. Shop. Consume. The Fed will keep interest rates near zero for longer. Of course, that falls right in line with the concept of Sharia finance law as well. Good old Kashkari. The Fed is scheduled to purchase treasuries due from December 2013 to April of 2016 today. Yeah, new news, June 22nd. The Federal Reserve, again, is scheduled to purchase treasuries due from December 2013 to April of 2016 today as part of a plan to lower borrowing costs and revive the economy. So first they loan it into existence at interest, and then they buy it back at interest, no doubt. Anyway, the U.S. government will auction $104 billion of two-year, five-year, and seven-year securities this week. Watch for that to impact the market. The U.S. government, again, that's $3 billion more than the last sale of similar maturity notes. Dropping down a bit further here. Borrowing costs are not going up anywhere anytime soon because the combined actions and the interests of governments and central banks will make sure they don't. What a cartel, wouldn't you think? What a cartel. Established two-party political system in the United States, multi-party systems in Europe, and the multi-party system in England, in cahoots with the central banks, and they're going to make sure that borrowing costs are not going up anywhere anytime soon. The post-bubble economic backdrop is likely to result in both persistently high unemployment and low inflation, which will drive down yields, he wrote. And that's Steve Major with a cavalier attitude towards unemployment. Right back.
Documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations. More secretive than the Bilderberg Group. The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Monday, June the 22nd, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts. In the preceding segment and in the preceding hour, we've talked a lot about the economy. For those of you who have listened to this broadcast for any length of time, but all of you understand that I've got a basic problem with the established two-party political system here in the United States of America, Laissez Stutz Uni. A real basic problem, largely because I look at them as being the disease, that super social disease that so certainly and clearly besets our nation that it's strangling us, strangling the lifeblood right out of us. And as a good physician, my primary focus is on the disease as opposed to all of the various and sundry symptoms and victims. By studying symptoms endlessly, and that's a lot of what this news is all about, is the symptoms of a greater disease. This is how you can tell that the body politic is in agony and that something's not wrong is those symptoms. As a good physician, we look to the symptoms, but our desire, our goal is to eradicate the disease. And of course, as the disease metastasizes within the body politic, we find ourselves every day with the opportunity of reporting on all of the victims who have succumbed to this disease as well. There is a lot to understand about the political system. There are many different symptoms that indicate that the system is corrupt beyond redemption. I would like to and advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system. It has no foundation in American constitutional law. It just exists. It was created. It was created to divide the people. It was some of the useless baggage that we hauled over from England and Ireland and Wales and Holland and Geneva. The idea of the established parties, you know, the Tories and the Whigs. Well, we have them established all right. But there are various and sundry forces out there that keep them in existence, and one of those are the lobbyists. This article is titled, Why American Policy Sucks. I didn't say that. The author did. Her name was Jill Richardson. You can find the work on www.americanworker.org. This forwarded to me by one of our listeners. I'll spare you the first paragraph because I disagree with some of her comments in there. But this is a very useful piece of research in that it lists out the top 100 of the lobbyists. Now, I may not read all of them. I'm going to read some of them, though. So if you have a pencil and paper handy, it might come by a little fast. You might want to go back and listen to the archives. But here's the list of the top 100 of these lobbyists who are lobbying in Congress. Go back and look at your early dictionaries, and Congress is basically sexual intercourse. But of course you knew that. That's why they call them Congress whores. It's not just something that came around recently. It's been in general vernacular for many years. But here's that list. Now I'm just going to share with you her opening comments, not all of them. She says, I pulled up all of the reports for the first quarter of 2009, but over 20,000 items came up. And the report only shows the first 3,000. She says, okay, try again. All reports for over $1 million for the first quarter of 2009. This time a little over 100 came up, including AIG, American Insurance Group, who spent $1,250,000 on lobbying during that period. What was that period again? The first quarter of 2009. So while we're in the business of bailing out those corporations that are too large to fail, AIG is spending $1,250,000 lobbying to make sure that their snout was firmly placed in the feed trough first. So she continues and says, so here's how to read the list. These are the amounts spent by the corporations listed. However, our author writes, Jill Richardson writes, many, if not most, of these corporations also contract out to private lobby firms. So the amounts you see here might not be the total amount they spent on lobbying in the first quarter of 2009. For example, she says, Monsanto spent $2,094,000 for its in-house lobbying, but then contracted out to Arendt Fox LLP, Lesher Russell and Barron Inc. for $60,000, Ogilvy Government Relations for $60,000, Parvin Pumper Strategies for $40,000. Sidley Austin LLP, TCH Group LLC for $50,000, the Nichols Group for $63,000, the Washington Tax Group LLC for $40,000, and Tautman Sanders Public Affairs Group for $30,000. for a total of $2,437,000 in the first quarter of 2009. And of course, all that's to protect, I should say, all that's to cover Monsanto's assets in the genetically modified food and the Roundup Ready program, their gene genetically modified food and seed banking programs. After I read this little article here from Jill and that particular paragraph, I had to go back and spend a little time. I watched over again The Future of Food, a very interesting DVD, but it points a very unpleasant, puts a very unpleasant light on Monsanto as being one of the more, I don't know what even to say. I was going to say evil companies, but it's not really an evil company. They're just greedy beyond belief, and they're willing to sacrifice the quality of food and all of the plant matter on this planet to advance their bottom line. And to me, I just can't wrap my mind around it. If it's not evil, I don't know what it is. Mentally ill, perhaps sick. Misguided, for sure. But here, let's just take a look at a few other ones. Healthcare, the health insurance and pharma. Pharmaceuticals Research and Manufacturers of America lobbied $6,910,000 worth into these Congress whores. Pfizer dumped $6,140,000 into their campaign. American Medical Association spent $4,240,000 lobbying. The American Hospital Association spent $3,580,000 lobbying. Eli Lilly and Company, $3,440,000. America's Health Insurance Plans, $2,030,000. CVS Caremark Inc., $2,005,000. Blue Cross and Blue Shield, $1,800,000. You wonder why we're going to have health care in America, right? We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, going through a hit list here, just kind of giving you the high points. This author sent this email through to me, Jill Richardson, why American policy sucks is what she says. Not generally a word that I use on the air, but this is the title of the article, and she's done some research here, and I think it's worthy to share it with you. You know, we went through this health care. We only covered a bit of it. But just in the few that she's listed here, just during the break, tallying them up mentally, you know, it's all about $35 million just in these top, those that donated over $1 million, the top group, $35 million is what, 425 plus 100 more, 525 Congress critters all together, House and Senate. Listen to the millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And as she said, this isn't the full meal deal. This is just the top of the story. There were over 20,000 items came up in the list that she originally pulled up. Any surprise that we're getting to have socialized health care jammed down our throat? How many of these people that, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go in. Let's get out of the healthcare for a moment and go on to oil. ExxonMobil, they chipped in $9,320,000 in payola. It's all these various campaigns, re-election campaigns, vacations, haircuts, shaves, and suits. Chevron, just as guilty here, $6,800,000. ConocoPhillips. Remember this the next time you pull up to the pumps, folks. $5,980,935. BP of America Incorporated, British Petroleum. What's British Petroleum doing lobbying our congressman? BP America Inc., $3,610,000. Marathon Oil put in $3,380,000. The American Petroleum Institute, $1,810,000. But our defense contractors, they have clean hands? Not at all. Lockheed Martin, $6,380,000. General Electric, $4,540,000. Northrop Grumman, $2,570,000. Boeing, $2,410,000. Honeywell, $1,760,000. Raytheon, $1,360,000. Any wonder why we have wars and rumors of wars going on endlessly? The telecoms, high definition television, fiber optic cables going in into rural America, the spread of all of these new technologies, the telecoms, the deregulation monopolies where you don't have a choice in rural America. There's one telephone provider and that's it. Take this price or have no phone. Internet at this price or none at all. The telecoms, AT&T, put in $5,134,873. In lobbying expenses, Verizon paid in $3,760,000. National Cable and Telecommunications Association, 3,370,000. Comcast, 2,760,000. Motorola, 1,470,000. You wonder why your congressman doesn't respond when you pick up the telephone and call their offices? Have you ever wondered why when you do contact your representatives, their aides always ask, and who are you with? And who are you with? I've heard that so many times, it's enough to make you want to vomit. Blow chunks. I'm with no one. I'm with myself. I'm with the United States of America, and I'm here to censure you. Drop down to the automotive area. We are bailing out GM. GM in the first quarter of 2009 kicked in and contributed $2,800,000. I guess they weren't completely broke, were they? United Services Automobile Association kicked in $2,590,244. Ford Motor Company, $1,750,000. Toyota Motor North America, $1,290,000. The Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, $1,264,000. You'd think by now these guys would all be rich. We've got plenty of money for all. But this is the short list. How about the financial services? Financial services roundtable chipped in $2,260,000. Prudential Financial, $2,180,000. American Bankers Association, $1,890,000. Visa Incorporated, $1,540,000. Got ready to cancel that card yet? Investment Company Institute, $1,359,917. The Securities and Industry and Financial Markets Association pumped in $1,350,000. These are all lobby dollars. Dollars spent lobbying, whining and dining, getting someone's attention, getting legislation passed, getting appointments made at all of the various boards and councils and Soviets all across America. New czars, the car czar. How much did it cost to get the car czar and the oil czar, the health care czar, the financial czars? Citigroup, they chipped in $1,250,000. Credit Union National, $1,250,000. Of course, in the biotech, we started out with Monsanto. Their total was $2,094,000. Biotechnology Industry Organization, the BIO, Bio, kicked in $1,920,000. Bayer Corporation, you know, those little tablets that you chew on. Bayer Aspirin, Bayer Corporation, $1,843,672. Paid to lobby. To lobby the members of this established two-party political system. I heard someone just saying on the air that should have known better the other day, you know, that our representatives work for us. They represent us, honey. Get your head out of it. I don't think so. Railroads, they don't have clean hands. The Association of American Railroads, $2,759,545. Union Pacific, $1,717,000. Burlington Northern, $1,400,000. Some more of these life insurance companies that are just too big to fail, making sure that we have mandatory insurance out there. The American Council of Life Insurers, $1,867,075 of lobbying expenses reported. New York Life, $1,840,000. State Farm, $1,500,000. Northwest Mutual, $1,237,000. Here's one that's rather interesting. Falls under the other category. The Chambers of Commerce, the Chambre du Commerce, Chambers of Commerce all across America, the change agents, the agents of change that come out of France, of course, that's where we started all that, the Chambres du Commerce. They kicked in a whopping total of $9,996,000 lobbying Congress for all those fire trucks and downtown revitalization programs and projects and for the uniform codes and model codes and acts, etc., bringing it home from Wall Street to Main Street, $9,996,000 raised and contributed to the Congress force and Congress critters. National Association of Realtors, $5,727,000 and change. Pick it up on the other side of this break, folks. I'm going to give you a few more of these, and then we're going to go into Agenda 21 and study water issues. Be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned here in our final segment, and this list just rolls on and on. We find Siemens on this list as well. This German construction firm, development company, engineering and scientific development company, electrical cabinet work and electrical work in general. Siemens Corporation, they got a $85 billion slice of the pie. And how much did it cost them to get that? Well, they spent $1,300,000 lobbying the Congress critters. How about the senior citizens? AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, They lobbied $4,090,000. The U.S. Chamber Institute for Legal Reform put in $5,480,000. There's so many more on this thing. The National Association of Broadcasters chipped in $2,600,000 to make sure that this voice has to go out over the internet and not on mainstream media. National Association of Broadcasters to secure their lockup of the elections. General Dynamics. General Dynamics really could have been thrown in with military contractors, but $2,101,945. FedEx, $2,370,000. Textron, $2,140,000. The Recording Industry Association of America, protect all those downloads, podcasts, I guess, $1,810,000. Microsoft, they're in bed, $1,650,000. Walmart stores in $1,600,000. Johnson & Johnson, you know, No More Tears Baby Shampoo, $1,530,000. American Airlines, $1,450,000. Oracle Corporation, $1,390,000. Why, you rascals, I didn't know you had that kind of a deep pocket. I wouldn't be here if I did. Now, that would be the other Oracle Corporation. Disney, $1,330,000. The National Association of Home Builders, $1,003,000. Distilled Spirits Council of the U.S., $1,230,000. And it just goes on. CBS Corporation chipped in $1,200,000. There's so many. This is just the top 100. So what do we do about it? We have an election cycle. We're facing it, square off with it right now. We're coming into the 2010 election cycle. All of these, well, so many of the congressmen and some of the senators are going to be up for renewal this time around. If we do nothing, it'll be more of the same. If we do something, we might be able to start healing the disease. What do we do? I say that we embed ourselves within the established two-party political system at the precinct, county committee man and county committee woman level, because upon that foundation rises the entire political structure. And to begin to champion for the demise of the established two-party political system quietly and diligently and thoroughly until such time as we the people have gained a majority of these two parties, when we can simply come together in a meeting of the whole and vote them out of existence. Go back then under a constitutionally limited form of representative government, a Republican representative government, which has absolutely nothing to do with political parties. It has to do with that stuffy little piece of paper called the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. All that stuffy stuff that came out of those dead white guys long ago. Too bad we never tried their system. It didn't make it past, I don't believe, the War of 1812, and it surely didn't survive the Abraham Springsteen War of Secession, the Wars of Northern Aggression, that all-out war that was raging between the advancing industrial revolution against the agrarian Americans of the South and other places in the West, etc. But again, those are things that we can actually do. And that can be done on a shoestring budget. But until such time as we change the complexion of the Congress and begin diligently shutting the door to these lobbyists, those like RWE Thames and Siemens and Monsanto and all the rest will just continue to pilfer and pilfer and pilfer until they lock up all of the water and all of the food on the planet, and we just kind of go into a global serfdom. A prison planet, to be sure. Now, I started out talking about this Chapter 18, the protection of quality and supply of fresh water resources, largely as a response or reaction to the news that the Senate Bill 787 has now cleared the Senate Committee, Environmental Public Works Association Committee or something like that, and it's now going to be considered on by the full Senate, and from there to the House, and then we'll see what happens. But the idea of transforming federal power, transforming it from all navigable waters to all waters, is so huge. The potential is so huge that we need to pay attention. We need to understand this Agenda 21, the implementation of it, of which is going globally. And in our news articles this morning, we saw that many people are withdrawing their financial support of the developing countries as they come back and try and do damage control on the developed nations, because basically we're just going to pilfer the developing nations under the guise of some social, humanitarian, altruistic pipe dream. There's no intention of bringing the third world up to the level of the Wally and June Cleaver of the 1950s. Not at all. The opposite is the real goal, bringing us all down to the level of Bolivian peasants as we graze from one green pasture to another, searching endlessly for a scrap of bread and a drink of water. But we went into this long litany of the activities that will be required to make this happen. How are they going to go about it? They're talking about the protection of the quality and the supply of freshwater resources, but it's really the protection for their use of it, not protection against unauthorized use, I guess you could say, and to make sure that there's an abundant supply of freshwater resources for all of the transnational corporations. I'm not really too concerned about you or I, or they wouldn't be putting fluoride in our water intentionally. But we left off when discussing this litany, this long list, somewhere in the list. I didn't mark it, but I'll just pick it back up here. We went through A, B, C, D, E, F, and here we are at F. It talks about flood and drought management, including risk analysis and environmental and social impacts. The promotion of schemes for rational water use through public awareness raising. I think we covered that. Educational programs and levying of water tariffs and other economic instruments. Have you ever heard of anything such as that, levying a water tariff? Mobilization of water resources, particularly in arid and semi-arid areas. That's the idea that Siemens is going to go into the Sahara and develop all of this, these arrays of solar power, but they also spoke about getting involved in solar-powered steam turbines for desalinization of water, etc. Blue gold. It'll probably come to you at a price just a little bit more than gasoline at the pump per gallon. Promotion of international scientific research cooperation on freshwater resources. This is your super funds, your grants in aid. These are your foundations. They're a power influence, as Rene Wurmser wrote about them in his book by the same title. The promotion of international scientific research. That's where these various great big companies, this list, this hit list I just read off, will secure the laboratory space at all of the universities around the world to conduct their research in those laboratories. Laboratories that were built on tax dollars, largely. Sometimes grant and aid helps there too. Mobilization, again, development of new and alternative sources of water supply, such as seawater desalination, there's Siemens, artificial groundwater recharge. There's a whole lot to understanding artificial groundwater recharge, but if we go back to this wonderful symposium done at Princeton, I've shared it on air several times back in 1952, they were already talking about this whole segment of this list and the importance of recharging groundwater. So we use it and then we pump it back into the ground. Use of marginal quality water, we talked about that. Wastewater reuse and water recycling. Sure, sure, we'll all have little straws and drink our urine. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned once again, and as we go through this list, these various and sundry activities to implement this Chapter 18 of Agenda 21, I hope you're listening. You probably have already heard of many or thought of many things that you've seen in your local newspapers or activities happening in your own community, if you will, things that you have begun to do in your own life. Right off this list comes right out of here. Of course, as I mentioned, the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth out of Princeton, New Jersey in 1955 laid out a lot of this back then. Really, I think that this book, this symposium, was a lot of the meat from which the roots from which this Agenda 21 Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit Conference sprung. Let's return to our list here. Just working down through them all. Promotion of water conservation through improved water use efficiency and wastage minimization schemes for all users, including the development of water-saving devices. Now recall back in the late 80s, middle 80s, I think, somewhere in that vicinity in Seattle, the Seattle Water Department came out with these shower heads that you could replace your old shower head with. That would increase the spritziness of the shower, but decrease the flow. They also came out with a variety of things that you could stuff inside of the tank of your toilet to reduce the number of gallons that are stored there, and so that your toilet uses 1.25 gallons to flush instead of 2 gallons. which only means that you have to use 3 gallons because you've got to flush the hammer several times sometimes, you know what I mean. But again, the idea of the promotion of water conservation through improved water efficiency and wastage minimization schemes for all users, including the development of water-saving devices recently. Here in our little subdivision in this small town in southwest Missouri, I got a new, without my desire, without asking for it, they installed a new water meter. I can take a shower now for about 1.5 minutes, maybe 2, before the hot water has been consumed out of the tank. The recharge rate, water pressure, must be considerably lower. I don't know if it's related or not. Maybe I just need to buy a new water heater, but there is a marked difference. You know, you're not just standing there having a nice relaxing shower any longer. Fill up a pan of water for washing the dishes and you're all out of hot water all of a sudden. Curious. Continuing here, it says integration of water, including the surface and underground water resources, quantity and quality management. Integration of water quality and quantity management. That's like waste management services integrating the management of the solid waste in America. Dropping down a little further here in the list, it says support to water user groups to optimize local water resources management. I'm sure you've probably heard of watershed groups forming up around where you are. They're usually led by one of these change agents out of the land-grant colleges and universities, one near you. And these green weenies that come around and sow the seeds of Gaiaism locally. It says development of public participatory techniques and their implementation in decision-making, particularly the enhancement of the role of women in water resources planning and management. Enhancing the role of women in water resources planning and management. Boy, if that's not sexist, I just don't know what is. But what is it that women bring to the table in that discussion? In water resource planning and management that men don't offer. Is this just a way of get some of the women that have followed after the civil engineering a job, or what is this? The enhancement of the role of women in water resources planning and management. Continuing, it says development and strengthening as appropriate of cooperation, including mechanisms where appropriate, at all levels concerned, namely one, at the lowest appropriate level, delegation of water resources management generally to that level in accordance with national legislation, including the decentralization of government services to local authorities, private enterprises, and communities. That basically is a chapter or verse right out of the Smith Institute's book on localism. That comes right out of the Tavistock's idea of the edge theory, taking power to the edge. We've talked about that in the past. We'll visit that again in the future. But isn't that what we're talking about when we give RWE Thames and Nestle and the others control over the water? The decentralization of government services, remember deregulating the airlines and all of that, which drove the price of airfare through the roof. Decentralization of the telephone services, where we used to be able to use a quarter for a long-distance call, and now you can't do it without a tattoo on your arm and a $1,000 bill. Amazing. Decentralization of government services to local authorities, private enterprises, and communities. So this is public-private partnership in water. Point number 2 here, at the national level, integrated water resources planning and management in the framework of the national planning process. That's centralized planning. The national planning process. That'd be your Politburo. The internationals. And where appropriate, establishment of independent regulation and monitoring of freshwater based on national legislation and economic measures. Now we're right back to Senate Bill 787. National legislation, economic measures, the establishment of independent regulation and monitoring of freshwater supplies. At the regional level, watershed boundaries, regional councils of government. At the regional level, consideration where appropriate of the harmonization of national strategies and action programs. And at the global level, improved delineation of responsibilities, division of labor, and coordination of international organizations and programs, including facilitating discussions and sharing of experiences in areas related to water resources management. Now I guess we can see perhaps where the women may have a strong role in resource planning and management. Sharing experiences, facilitating discussions in areas related to water resource management. No offense intended, ladies. It's just that you've been played a fool for a long time. The globalists care little for you. You're easily pulled out of your position once they give it to you. But nevertheless, the last point here in the list, dissemination of information, that's also known as propaganda. Dissemination of information, including operational guidelines, that would be your best practices, lessons learned. And the promotion of education for water users, that's another place where the women could come in handy. Inculcate these ideologies at the educational level, at the Montessori school and the daycare centers and at the public schools for 13 years as the children are trapped in those buildings and can't get away. But of course, there are male teachers as well. They might be a little light in their sandals, but they definitely are there teaching. But it's the promotion of education for water users, including the consideration by the United Nations of a World Water Day. What kind of gifts will we exchange one another when on the World Water Day? Should we dress up in costumes? Will we have special songs? Maybe we'll all just wade into the nearest lake and sing Kumbaya. These are some of the activities that we can expect, and these are some of the activities that we've seen over the last 17 years since June the 14th to the 19th when this symposium was going on down in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And now it's on us and at us as we move closer to the Millennium Development Goals, the accomplishment by 2015. There are things that we can do, but it's going to be up to us. We're going to need to revisit some of this mentality and some of the various and sundry technologies. We're going to need to reevaluate this idea of a never-ending expansion of economic growth and economic development. Is it realistic to expect that? Can we just go on endlessly, decade after decade, generation after generation, producing more stuff? Filling our houses up to the rafters intergenerationally? I don't know. Question for you all. Think about that. We'll be back again tomorrow. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.